Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A Huron County District Court hearing concluded today with a defendant waiving her right to a preliminary examination on child abuse charges. Judge Ferris accepted a report from the Center of Forensic Psychiatry, which found the defendant, Heather Ann Losey, competent to stand trial. Following that finding, Losey confirmed she understood her rights and voluntarily waived a preliminary examination. A hearing where the prosecution would have been required to establish probable cause for the two counts of second-degree child abuse she faces. The court ordered that Losey's bond remain as previously set. She has been bound over to circuit court for an arraignment, which is now scheduled for August 24th at 9 a.m. And a 75-year-old Huron County man has been sentenced following a no-contest plea for impaired driving. Thomas Ernest Meinhold appeared before Judge Ferris today to resolve charges stemming from a May 23rd incident in Verona Township. Deputies discovered Meinhold's vehicle in a water-filled ditch near Nugent Road and Thompson Drive. Authorities reported that Meinhold failed field sobriety test, and a subsequent blood draw confirmed a blood alcohol level of 0.093. Officers also recovered open containers of alcohol from the vehicle. Meinhold pleaded no contest to operating while visibly impaired and having open intoxicants in a vehicle. The judge sentenced him to 9 months of probation and 1 day in jail, with credit for 1 day already served. Terms of his probation include random drug and alcohol screenings and the completion of an alcohol awareness program by September 30th. Meinhold is required to pay $1,385 in total fines and costs. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the article regarding Huron County elections in August incorrectly listed two positions being on that ballot. The article reported the Huron County Circuit Court No. 52 incumbent Gerald Allen Prill is running and that the county's probate court judge, incumbent Julian M. Ferris, is challenged by Jessica Lee Testalinrinke. Although that information was included in the list for the August 4th election, those seats were actually be on the November ballot. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.